Check.
Yep. Yes, sir.
The cameras ain't on yet.
But the audio boom is.
We need a director.
Bow.
We need a
bow. Did I say something right there?
You did.
Did I say something right there?
You did.
For the people who've been asking.
You did.
Now, hold on. Now, I think cameras on. Are we live here?
Are we live there?
Are we live here?
Are we live there?
We live both?
We live with both.
Last few hits.
You already know what the fuck going on both cameras?
You literally know what the fuck is going on,
on
man.
Both cameras.
Bruh, last time we was in the tattoo shop, now we back in the stew.
What's up? Two cameras, two lights.
Well, hey, hold on.
Huh?
Got to give a shout out to the backdrop.
Shout out to the backdrop.
Logo.
Shout out our personal painter.
Personal painter.
Big Play Zay on Instagram.
Absolutely, man. Tattoo artist. Artist for real. He actually done a lot of work in the man cave. He's actually done if you see my videos, the smoking women behind me at the top.
That's right, at the top. The smoking women
with the nipples out.
Love those pics. Big Play Zay on IG, baby.
Last few hits. Let's spark up and celebrate. Mm. Let's spark up. Spark your blunt right now if you're smoking and watching. Spark up. Because,
yeah,
we have an announcement to make.
We do,
y'all. I know it seemed like we don't listen, but we listen.
We listen.
It may take us a while. It may take a couple of ounces for the smoke through, but we listen.
But we listen.
Last Few Hits is now on Audio Boom. We are now on Apple Podcasts,
boom.
Spotify,
boom.
Amazon Music,
boom.
Okay, for everybody boom. Who drive, YouTube ain't loading up. You can rock with us that way, man. Brr, 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 brr. Make some noise for that, baby.
Make some noise. Confetti. Confetti.
Boom, 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 boom.
You want the fireworks, too? Because I said confetti, and you pretty much did fireworks.
I upstaged you with the fireworks. Boom, 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 boom. Shoo. Bow.
That was, you had single rockets, though. I would have let off one of them boxes.
Oh,
they just go.
Yeah, fireworks are scary.
Yeah.
Fireworks are scary. They have nothing to fuck with.
Are you scared to light fireworks? It's taking you too long to answer, I'm not,
but I've seen some NFL injuries, and I've seen some other
you
people.
You didn't see that.
I didn't see it.
It happen. We heard about it.
But have you ever lit a firework? That shit came sideways?
Okay, true story. I was walking back in the day. Last Few Hits childhood story. and it's funny, you got on a Carolina shirt.
Absolutely.
Back in the day.
It's a big week.
Back in the day, I had an authentic, like, Carolina shooting shirt. Mm-hmm. Boom. And I had a bag of firecrackers. And I'm walking through the neighborhood.
A bag.
So
not
a
box.
They were all loose in the bag, not a box.
The little white ones that look like sperm.
No, they were the red ones. They were the red firecrackers.
Oh, those are poppers.
With the green stem. No. These was the red firecrackers.
What I'm talking about is poppers, though.
Yeah, what you're talking about is poppers. Yeah, okay. No, these were firecrackers. They had an actual fuse.
Uh-huh.
So I got a bunch of them loose in a brown paper bag. And I'm walking with it right here in front of my chest. And I'm playing with a lighter, too, like,
On
some dumb shit, like I'm lighting the bag. Lo and behold, the bottom of the bag light. And before I could, like, get it out, man, one fuse lit. The whole bag pop was like, right in front of my chest. I had, like, five burn marks all over my...
You ain't even supposed to be here.
It was burn marks all on my shooting shirt, bro.
Bro, can I be honest? You was Jubilee.
I was.
I was Jubilee, bro. From X-Men.
From X-Men, I was.
Her power was firecrackers.
So lighting firecrackers can be dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
I prefer to light rockets, but ever since then though, I've been like, nah, I don't really fool with firecrackers.
Now I will light firecrackers, but I will have on shoes. It's all about the shoes. You got to be able to light, turn, and get out. It's all about hips. You got to be able to light, turn, get out. I cannot play.
See, you're right there.
Wait a minute.
You don't have experience.
The judgment comes quick today.
You don't have experience. You are lighting. This is your technique. Please tell us.
Keep my experience at your fucking.
See, here we go. We'll get to that later. Listen, either you got two different techniques to lighting firecrackers. See, him, he lights, turns, runs away. Me, I light,
backpedal.
Back away.
Backpedal.
I don't know if something's going to come my way or not. That's all I'm
saying.
That
seems stupid because you open up. You're
No, I'm not. I can dodge.
You're vulnerable because you. No, if you're backing up, see if you hear break hips, firecracker, you out of there, and you can listen and see if it's working. If you, you know it's working.
Who the fuck are you? A blind man? That your hearing is just like yeah, I hear it back there. Yeah, it's going up. It's going
after
that way.
I turn to safety. Now yes, how did we get on firecrackers?
Cause you tried to upstage me with my confetti.
Anyway, Last Few Hits is now across the board on all podcast platforms. Appreciate y'all for fucking with us.
Appreciate
we got y'all.
Now,
we've received some DMs. We have to talk about it.
We have to?
We have to talk about it, bro.
Yeah.
From a high perspective, from a smoking perspective, and from a comedian perspective.
I mean, that's all wrapped into one.
The slap.
Okay. The slap.
I laughed.
I was like, oh, shit. I ain't laugh, bro. I was like, oh, shit.
I thought they was friends.
Hell yeah. Like, that's for one. Like, that's for one. I thought they were cool. And then, like, you don't slap no motherfucker in their face.
You don't slap, bro. I would rather you punch me in my face than slap. Slap is open hand slap. I'm glad they ain't backhand them. But open hand slap is top five disrespect of all time.
I mean, it was like Chris Rock just told him, like, he had been out there all night and all he had was $20.
Yeah.
This all I got for you, daddy. And that bubble came across his face.
I'm a pimp, Dave Slick.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact after he slapped him, he walked away and fixed his jacket.
Look here, I'm telling you right now. Listen, let me tell all y'all. And I'm rich. This man done slapped me. Even if I can't fight, which we all know Chris Rock can't fight, we ain't seen him in a fight scene in the movie.
We ain't seen him in a fight.
We've never seen him in a fight
so
scene.
So because he hasn't been in the fight scene.
That's right.
We know he can't fight.
We know he can't fight. That's right. And if I got money like him, I'm telling y'all right now. I'm hiring them motherfuckers that shot up Lonzo at the end of training day. I'm going to get all the motherfuckers that shot up Lonzo at the end of training day. I'm hiring them.
And we're going to
bust. They pulling up. And they pulling up. Huh?
Chris Rock's security wasn't on point.
I mean, who thinks?
It don't matter.
Security as right then?
No, as security, your job is secure.
Are you going to go tackle Will Smith?
What's up? If I'm on the job and Will Smith comes at my client, Goldberg.
But here you are tackling Will Smith. now you're not worried about where his security coming from.
I'll do a bunch of, well, security going to be securing?
you occupy a Will. Some other big 300-pound cat come whop.
They say Will, you know, this is all built up, and he just happened to take it out on Chris Rock. He just happened to be the victim.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I agree. Because you should have been mad at Ed Augusta.
You
should have been mad at Augusta. I ain't see you address anything about Augusta.
Nothing. And you let Laverne Cox say it right there in front of both of y'all face. You at least should have slapped Laverne Mann's side, like pow. And then
how'd you do it?
Huh?
Like pow.
Not too aggressive.
Just wrist like pow.
Look, that's all you should have did, but then you held it all in, and then you got mad at Chris.
Yeah, you really that was built up, and Chris just happened to be the victim. But that'd be a lot of people, like when you on the road, you got road rage. And you mad at this person, like, and that shit started from the morning. That shit started from when you got up in the morning, kids or your significant other got on your goddamn nerves, you got hit at a stoplight, not hit in the car, but you get hit by every fucking stoplight. Red, red, red. You ain't getting no breakfast. You left something at the house, and then the person who cut you off, that just happened to be the victim at that moment of what you done built up inside that day.
By the time Will Smith be done left them Oscars, y'all, I'd have been done hired John Wick. I got millions of dollars. I done hired John Wick.
Because John Wick is in there.
I'm on his ass. John Wick, I'm like, look, I would have put one of them messages out there. John Wick would have accepted the job. John Wick, yep.
Now here's the thing. You can't slapping somebody. That's assault. That's illegal. That's number one.
That's assault.
You assaulted him. And then tried to flip it and say something about keep my wife's name out your mouth. I understand protecting Jada and all that. But, dog, this is my thing. She did not protect you at that table. When you was broke down, you had to hear your wife tell you that her and Augusta had an entanglement. We still to this day don't even know what entanglement. You was fucking around.
Yo, that's one thing I heard today. Like, true story. Like, from what she did, a whole nother word for the word cheating came about. Entanglement.
And he was the victim of that. He was the victim.
Hey.
Now, when he was up there crying with his award speech, was he acting? He could have been acting. That could have been all the front.
I've seen that cry in The Pursuit of Happiness. I saw it in Hancock.
Yes, yes, yes.
We seen
that. He might not have meant none of that shit. He might have been acting.
We saw it on The Fresh Prince when he was young. When the daddy came, he was like, why you don't want me?
Whew, tough top episode of all time.
What's up?
Yeah.
Seen that.
So we don't know if that, I don't know if that was genuine, bro.
I don't know.
It was a lot going on. Shouts out to Samuel Jackson getting his first Oscars, though.
Yo, can I say this?
How do you do 75,000 movies?
Can I say this? F, go ahead. F the Oscars?
Yes.
That man has done over a million movies.
And he has not. And this is what blows my mind.
And he's just not getting
Samuel Oscar. Jackson, I think Samuel Jackson might be the highest paid actor in Hollywood. For his resume and what he's done, you mean to tell me? It's like, no disrespect, though, but it's like Leonardo. It took Leonardo forever to get one. Leonardo was Catch Me If You Can. Now, I don't know what the criteria is for an Oscar. But there are some movies I have seen that I think is Oscar winning.
Yeah.
That I think Samuel Jackson has well deserved in.
Not only just Samuel. Yeah,
Shaft.
There are a lot of black actors.
Shaft is an Oscar film.
There are a lot of black actors who have done a lot of great movies and should have gotten an Oscar for it or even nominated for it, but just weren't.
We don't know. We don't be knowing. Because one, we shouldn't care about something that don't care about us.
Exactly. That's where I'm at with it.
That's where, like, I'm at with it. Hey. You know what I'm saying? The Oscars clearly don't care about us.
You got fans supporting your dang on, your movies and your product you put out there as an actor. Shoot, you winning.
Mm-hmm.
You winning. And Samuel, you ought to take that Oscar home and put a fro on it. Yeah.
And ask your Oscar, where's your super suit?
And change the name. And
Samuel
it on the gram.
Samuel has done everything from scary movies to suspense to, I mean, he was in Jaws, bro. He was in Jaws. He was in Coming to America.
My man crossed over to the Star Wars.
Star Wars. First of all,
Marvel.
He's the one person that's been in almost every big Marvel picture. He's just as important as Captain America and Iron Man. If we want to throw that out there.
Burr, burr, burr.
Now, hell. But yeah, man. I would not suggest anybody try slapping a comedian. A lot of comedians are troubled. You know what I'm saying? A lot of comedians are. No, I'm just being honest. A lot of comedians are about that life. I don't know why Chris Rock didn't do it. Maybe he's not built. I mean, maybe Chris. I don't know. I don't know why he did it. He was thinking about the money. Maybe he really was shocked. I don't know. But I know the comedians that I know. None of us travel on the road without anybody who's not trained to go. So even if something happened to us, it's about to happen to you real quick.
And you better not hope I can afford them motherfuckers that shot up Lonzo on training day. Do you hear me?
The niggas are the wife beaters?
They gonna let
and the wife beaters?
And you saw that kind of car that Lonzo drove? You and your little Nissan Sentra gonna lift your ass up over that car, all them bullets. Your Maxima or whatever.
It was a lot going on. It was a lot going on. March Madness. Did we still fuck with it?
Yes.
Yes, bro. What is it about March Madness that get the juices going, bro? I think it's the upsets. I look forward to the upsets. I think that's what I'd be looking forward to in March Madness.
I think you look forward just to the good games.
Yeah.
Like when March
Madness. Because they be playing their heart out.
It's going to be some buzzer beaters.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Yeah. There's going to be some overtimes.
Shout out. You know, in March Madness, you know, we always concentrate on men's basketball, but I watched the game the other night. The women's tournament
is jumping.
It's even crazier.
I think I seen.
I'm talking about scoring back and forth.
I don't know who NC State was playing.
NC State and Connecticut. That was it. And UConn. Lost, but I'm just saying, that was a game.
Before they played Connecticut, who did NC State play? Before they had to beat somebody to get to Connecticut. I forgot who it was. I'm on the road in Connecticut in the gym working out, and I watched the last whole half girl basketball, because when I tell you they was hooping.
Them girls.
Hooping, bro. And I'm talking about in and out. Wait, you know girls got to shoot because they're so low from the goal. They angles the way they shoot be so different.
Look
but
here.
It be wet. And I love that thing, boy.
I'm all for.
That was a lie. I did not mean to go into them kind of layers.
All for lowering the goal down about 9.5.
Nah, bro. They don't want that.
They 10 feet.
They don't want that.
No?
Mm-mm.
I just wanted to just. But
you want
to
see them get busy.
A lot of them can dunk. Yeah, if it was just 9, you know, I was 10 feet.
Yeah.
You know, if it's about 9.6, 9.5 or so, just a few inches.
They dunking now, though.
A lot of women be dunking.
They dunking now, though.
A few women dunking.
Dunking. In college.
Like, easy.
Yeah. I think I seen a high school clip of a girl dunking, if I'm not mistaken.
Easy. I saw the same clip.
Yeah. Like, woo. Shouts out women's sports, man.
Shout out to women's sports.
Facts. Uh-oh.
Burr, burr, burr.
I just feel like the weed was about to leave you.
No, it wasn't about to leave you.
The way you said it had that pause.
I enjoy women's volleyball better than I do men's volleyball. I watch it.
Women's volleyball is very entertaining.
Is very,
very entertaining.
Competitive.
Very entertaining.
I mean, the rally will go for about 5 minutes. Huh? Just saying.
Not a whole five.
Softball also.
Softball. Could I tell you my favorite part of softball?
It's way more exciting than college men's baseball.
Can I tell you my favorite part of softball?
Women's softball is more exciting.
Huh? That motherfucking wind up. That is one of the most coldest sports moves in all of sports. This right here, shoot! I'm talking about, boy.
You can't
how
hit
do you,
it.
How do you, I can't even, do they do it twice or they do it once?
I don't know. I feel like it's like four or five times because it's coming so fast.
They don't wind up that many times, do they?
They don't, but it looked like it.
And I feel like it has to be one wind up. It has to be a.
One or two.
No, it's not two. It's one.
Shout, shout, or shout.
God, it might be two.
It might be
shout. Shout.
Just one like that.
Shout. Boom.
I always thought it was a shout, shout. They wind it.
They might. Is it
two? I think it's a one. I think it's one.
It might be. It might be one. I said it was one first, right?
I think it's one shout.
It's one shout than a throw.
So it's a.
It's a. It's
shout. Bow.
Nah, it's one. It's all in one.
It's all one.
It's
here. It's
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
And for the record, we went to HBCU. You know that we're very proud of it. Aggie Pride.
Hey,
softball
Brad.
Players, extremely thick in college. Just throwing that out there. When we was in college, was the softball players not thick?
That's pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cornbread fed.
Yeah.
If you a softball player, you know you was thick. They was thick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Majority volleyball players. Thick.
Yeah.
Track. Slim thick.
Yeah.
But yet, thick.
Yeah.
Stay real.
Brr, brr, brr. Well.
What's up?
But I was just enjoying my blunt.
Do you always
take your time? Take your time. Let them use you. Let them use you. Let them use.
Think I'm gonna do?
Huh? Oh yeah. Let them. Let them. Yes, sir.
A coughing spell, baby.
That's sir.
But I always come back.
Yeah. Let them use you.
I survive.
Yeah. That's one constant on the show.
It's.
I got to believe, like, when we go back through all 50 shows, I would just want to get a montage of your coughs.
Could we
that would be hilarious. Like, just a montage of your coughs.
We really be smoking, though.
Yeah. But
like, pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, from just look at all the plugs that we do have.
Yeah.
Then you got the plugs we can't name.
Yeah.
We got about four or five apiece.
Yeah.
G5.
Yeah.
Lavender Boys.
Boom.
Zimbros.
Boom.
Come on, man.
But still, I just still want a montage of all your calls.
I tried to wave.
You did. Your misdirection was great, though, but it didn't work.
Serious moment.
Okay.
The weed leading me. Serious moment.
Gosh.
Sorry. Prayers for the young fellow on that ride. Did that mess up your mentals for riding rides from here on out?
Yes.
Facts.
That's facts. First of all, I've never rode that. Like, drop zone.
You've never rode
like
one.
I've never, not one of those, the ones that take you up and then you just drop. I've never rode one of those. I have done the slingshot once.
So the swing.
No, the slingshot is when you're down right here and they shoot you up in the air. And you know the videos.
How was that? How was that?
Huh?
Would the people be passing out?
Yeah, I was pussy. I closed my eyes on the way up, so I didn't pass out enough. What's up?
So wait a minute. So
what's up?
So you didn't get to see nothing when you got slingshot.
Not
up.
Going up, but once it came down and got a little bit of that, I opened my eyes like, whoa, shoot, then closed them back again. So I didn't get nothing to pass out or none of that. Not me.
I did Drop Zone at Universal Studios. It's the Goblin. Spider-Man, it's the uh-huh. Goblin joint, Drop Zone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to lie, because I'm a bigger guy, I'm super, super cautious when they harness
me.
Yeah,
when you get in.
Super, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be so terrified sometimes in my head, I be like, so if this thing snap, can I grip this hard enough to just hold on till they figure out what they, like, for real? Because roller coasters and those rides, man, like, and I'm going to be honest, anything in the fair, I don't ride, because I don't believe in riding anything that can break down and drive to another city.
Yeah, I don't believe in anything that came in a suitcase either. That you just,
no.
Like, they came
and
just
I need my
up.
Ride to be plated into yeah. the cement.
Yeah, they put that together today.
And that's and what's, so
they,
what's unfortunate about
they
these
put
things,
it together today?
Yeah.
At 9 a.m.?
I just don't understand. All these things are caught on video, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's the oh, man,
like,
bro.
I don't understand who videoed it.
But don't
I don't understand how you can video.
But no, that's what people do though. People always film their friends when they come down to get their reaction.
Bro, once I see that right there, I just can't continue to
you
watch.
You can't continue to watch it. No. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
No.
I see what you're saying.
No. Because even when I saw the video, I once I saw what was happening.
Once you realized he was coming down,
man,
you
turned my head.
Yeah.
I turned my head.
Yeah.
I turned my head.
It's just
I turned my head.
Unfortunate, bro. Like you gotta be careful.
Praise up.
Strap down if you're going to ride them rides for real. I'm talking about. Or just don't get on them. When is the stopping age? Because people love roller coasters and rides. But that wasn't a roller coaster.
I'm pretty much water parks from here on out.
You ever been stuck on a roller coaster?
No. Like, that's like.
I've never been stuck on a roller coaster. And there's people who be like, yeah, I've been stuck on a roller coaster before. You been stuck on JB has been stuck on a roller coaster.
Did you ride again after that?
Upside down?
Upside down. Our videographer, Jordan, has been stuck upside down on a roller coaster for how long, Jordan? Give me an estimate of minutes, Jordan. Just an estimate. 20 minutes!
Did you sue?
Not yet. Look, listen, Jordan. Did you ride another one that day? Nuts of steel.
Be honest with yourself.
Burn.
If you was on a roller coaster and it got stuck and you finally got to the ground.
We're going
to
home.
That is it. There is no more parts.
We're going home.
There's no lunch. There's no food.
There's no lunch.
Go get that key to that locker. We are gone.
Come on.
What?
My man said.
I feel like if you get on another ride, God, like, are you serious?
Like,
I feel like God, really, are you serious? I just blessed you.
I mean, kahunas.
Boy.
Huh?
I ain't gonna lie, some rides get on that thing, they be like, yeah, I don't think you can. I'm like, bet. That's no problem with me. Hey guys, I can't ride this one. this is a big boy safety ride.
I mean, I start calling my lawyer walking to the car.
Do
y'all hear me?
Do you know they had me upside down?
I start calling Bernstein, and Bernstein. Right then.
777 cash now.
Well, I mean, the first injury lawyer commercial.
My mailbox is going to be full of law firms.
Do you
hear
me?
Woo, I'm getting that back. I'm about to own part of this part. Mm. Part of this is going to be mine. Mm. I do fuck with water parks, though. But there are some water parks a little bit too high on that climb to get to that slide.
No, I don't do those slides that go straight down like that. No, I don't do those. I don't do it. Yeah, I did one of those once.
Like 10 floors. By the time you get up there, your quad are locked up a little bit.
I did one of those slides once, and you have to, like, keep your arms folded and lean back. Like, you can't lean forward because they say you may flip.
Last for his story.
Uh-oh. Lord.
I'm at the water park.
Oh, my goodness.
I get to one of the big old slides. You know, my man said, hey, man, cross your arms, cross your ankles, go.
That's it.
I get down. I'm up there. We up there, bro. It's one of those that go like this, this, drop this.
How many years ago was this?
Whew, had to be like 6.
Oh, wasn't working out like he was now. Bigger. Come on.
Baby. I get on there, bro, cross my arms, bro. You know, I couldn't get it myself. Bro had to give me a push. You know you heavy when you had to give you a little push.
Gosh, they had to give bro the big boy push?
He gave me the push.
I've seen the big boy push.
He gave me the push. He gave me the push. Bro, I went down, bro. And when I tell you, I hit one of them curves. And it was one of them curves that opened up. And when I tell you, I came up to the side where, like.
You were in the tube, right?
A portion of my back was outside the goddamn tube.
No, oh my gosh. No, like you almost came out.
Boy, I thought that was it. Do you hear me?
Man.
Spread my arms because I was like, come back in.
A little bit of pee came out.
Woo! Nigga. Do you know? I'm talking because you know the big slides, y'all know they go, some of them go like all the way covered, and then some of them go covered, uncovered, uncovered.
Boom, yeah.
So it was one of those.
Oh, goodness.
Boy, when I tell you that uncovered part, they was one of them curves. I came up and I got them, and that shoulder was out, exposed over the ramp. I just knew I was about to get there. Flink.
I mean, got done. Man.
The momentum. Because I had started. Cause
and
I
guess
started
what? And guess what? And guess what? Watch this. You didn't ride no water slides that day.
Oh, no, that was it.
Look at there.
Wave pool.
Wait.
Wave pool. Lazy river. That's it. And the only reason I didn't leave, because I had just got there. That's the only reason I didn't leave. And you know I had to get my money's worth. You know black people got to get that money's worth.
That's it. But no more rides.
No more rides.
That's it.
Nothing physical.
I'm Osama Been Drinking.
Hey, man, I'm Darren Big Baby Brand. Once again, man, Last Few Hits is now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. For all my people who drive and want to listen to it, we're listening. Photo shoot coming soon with the new merch, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody fucking
new
with us.
New merch.
Shit, what we got going on, man? This comes out Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the Tar Heels, man. I hope y'all pull it off, man.
Boom.
Y'all pull it off.
Just, you know, and phrase of the episode, you know, learn your lesson. You know, don't go back asking for more. Don't do that. I'm Osama Been Drinking.
I'm Darren Big Baby Brand.
Last Few Hits.
Five.